the mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived, and as he stood outside, they sent word to Jesus to come out. The crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." He said to them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And gazing around him at those seated in the circle, he continued, "These are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother to me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the feast of Saints Timothy and Titus, bishops and assistants of the apostles, especially of Saint Paul. If there is one group of people in the world that today need all the prayers, all the sacrifices we can make, it is bishops. Who are the bishops? They are the ones who trace their episcopate to the apostles whom Christ ordained on Holy Thursday night. Christ ordained his own apostles. They in turn ordained others to be bishops, to follow them. That is the first and fundamental meaning of the word, I believe, the one holy Catholic apostolic church. The church is apostolic mainly because Christ on Holy Thursday night ordained the apostles bishops, and they then passed on to those whom they ordained bishops. Cardinal Glenn is a bishop. That's why there's an Archdiocese of Warsaw. Who then are the bishops? They are those who have received power, I repeat, from Christ through the apostles. When, I repeat, on Holy Thursday night, I know of nothing that we need to be more clear about than that Jesus on Holy Thursday night instituted two sacraments: the sacrament of the Eucharist, which every Catholic assumes, but the sacrament of holy orders, when he told the apostles, "Do what I have just done in commemoration of me." Who then are the bishops? They are those who trace their episcopal powers back to Holy Thursday night. What powers do they receive? The powers of the priesthood to change bread and wine into the living body and blood of Christ, and the power to forgive sins. in the name of Christ. But bishops have the fullness of the priesthood. They not only can offer Mass and change bread and wine into the living Christ, not only can they forgive sins, but they have the unique power to ordain others to have the same power. In other words, bishops can ordain other bishops and ordain other priests. What other power do the bishops have? They also have the power, strange word to use, they have the power to teach and the power to command. The power to teach, meaning they have been given the right, because they have the light, to teach what Christ wants them to teach. They have the power to govern, to command in Christ's name. Next paragraph. But that power which bishops have to teach and to govern, they receive the power when they become bishops. But they have the right to exercise that power only if and insofar as what they teach and what they command conforms to the teaching and the orders of the Bishop of Rome. That is why, how well I know, my 23rd year in working for the Holy See, there's only one problem in the church. Oh, Father, there are 1,000 problems. No, just one. Only one problem. Now, the bishops of the Catholic Church, be obedient and submissive to the Bishop of Rome. That's all. That's all. But that is everything. Over the years, in giving lectures, I regularly ask the people to pray for bishops. One day after a lecture in Chicago, man came and gave me a check for $200. He says, "What's this for?" "You told us to pray for bishops." "This is for 40 masses for the bishops." The Lord Jesus, when you ordained the apostles of the Last Supper, you gave them the power to communicate their apostolic power to those whom they would ordain. But, dear Savior, we ask you, we beg you, as the bishops of the Catholic Church, remain loyal and firm in their allegiance to the Bishop of Rome, even as your first apostles were submissive. They have to be, otherwise there would not now be a Catholic Church. To Peter, Mary, Mother of the Church, Queen of Apostles, pray for the bishops. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. For our Holy Father God may continue to enlighten and strengthen him, and he guides the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.